You're tuned to 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces. I'm Leora Zeitlin. Music has always been used as a way to communicate between cultures and generations and peoples and cross borders. And this weekend, we've got a literal crossing of a border with a wonderful concert taking place tomorrow evening with the New Mexico State University Philharmonia Orchestra and a large contingent of young people coming from Juarez, from Esperanza Azteca Juarez, which is a national program, youth music program in Mexico. I'm delighted to welcome back into our studios Simon Goyo, who is the conductor of the NMSU Philharmonia, and for the first time for me, Jove Garcia, who's the conductor of Esperanza Azteca Juarez. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the invitation.
Delighted to have you and delighted to know that we're doing this kind of a collaboration between young people and not just for young people, but for all of us who get to feel that excitement. Simone, this has been a dream of yours for a long time, and you grew up in Venezuela where the youth orchestra movement, El Sistema, is so famous. Tell us how this collaboration came about.
As you well know, I started to conduct NMSU Philharmonic 2 years ago, 2 years and a half. And I started with a very small group, 12 young musicians. Then in our school, we have been trying to build a bigger program. Now we have 40 young musicians in an orchestra with a very important improvement regarding the organization, regarding the quality of our concerts, regarding the audience. But the vision that I have in Las Cruces goes much farther than this. Of course, we want to have more students at NMSU, and especially in our music department. But I was born in Venezuela, where a lot of kids, they started music because it's a process in our life. It's because we would like to be better human being with music. And that's something that inspires me every day, to practice my violin, to inspire young musicians, to join music, to be with us. And then I had the pleasure to meet Maestro Jove Garcia, who is the conductor of Esperanza Azteca Juarez. He will certainly talk much longer about this. And I just had the feeling that I was home. And very often we talk about the border like a line that we have to cross. And I think finally the border should be a place where we meet with another culture. And this concert is a very special concert for me because I will continue working as I'm doing, but I hope the energy that they have in Mexico will be something different for us from now. We will have more than 100 musicians on stage. And I feel home now in Las Cruces.
Mm. Wonderful.
And this is something very important, because when you are trying to build your life here and you want just to do your best, and I know that this project, building youth orchestras, and I'm sure after this concert, a lot of people would like to support the vision that I have for NMSU and also for the city of Las Cruces.
Yes, and I know you have a wonderful vision to really build a big youth music program here. Let's bring Maestro Jove?
Yes,
Jove Garcia into the conversation. You conduct this orchestra. Now, I have some Spanish, mostly reading, so I was looking at the website of Esperanza Azteca. It's all over Mexico. There's groups, it looks like, all over the country.
Yes, Esperanza Azteca, it's a national and social program by doing orchestras and choirs. We're copying the Sistema. We had the blessing of Maestro Abreu.
Who began El Sistema.
So we started with his blessing and it will be 10 years since we started this movement in Mexico. I think it's one of the most important movements in the culture of Mexico, in the orchestral culture. Right now we have 85 orchestras in Mexico, and each orchestra we have 100 kids in the orchestra and 100 kids in the choir. Right now in Juarez we have three of these 83. So it's a big movement, and it's growing. This year we're trying to do 60 more orchestras in whole Mexico.
Wow.
So it's been a challenge. And in Juarez, when we started this project, it was in the worst times of Juarez, in the most violent times of Juarez. It was 9 years ago. So it was one of the way that we see music, it's like, for some of our kids, it's been a salvation because it's changed their lives. It's totally social, so how we see this kind of music, being in an orchestra and a choir. So for these kids, this is like a normal thing to them mm-hmm. to go to. They practice each day from 4 to 7:30. So they go every day, Monday through Friday, and we charge them $5 per month.
Hmm.
So it's a really big project where our motto is Tocando Vidas, it's changing lives. So that's for sure that we know that we're doing that. And these kind of experiences to come over to the United States, to the NMSU, so it's a university of first world, so it's another world, and we're a half an hour from our city, so it's a great experience to meet extraordinary musicians like Maestro Simon and his orchestra, and it's been a lot of learning for us.
This concert, the students will be, it's side by side is the way it's usually termed. Your students, your musicians are probably a little bit younger. Their ages, what, 12 to 20, something like that?
Yes, the youngest one is the 12-year-old. It's Luciano. You'll hear a solo from him in the New World Symphony.
Hmm.
He plays wonderful. And it's mostly high school students in our youth orchestra. It's our first orchestra in Juarez. And we're thrilled to come here. The students from NMSU, they treat us like big brothers. It was a great experience. So it was, even the language barrier, it wasn't a problem. So it's definitely that there is no borders here. So, and no, the music is the same language to us, you know. And so it's been a great experience for us.
Let's talk about the music that's going to be on the program tomorrow night. The concert, I should mention, it's tomorrow night at the Atkinson Recital Hall. It's free of charge. And as Simon Goyo said, 100 musicians on the stage making some really beautiful music that also reflects a kind of moving beyond borders, American and Mexican. Tell us what's on the program.
We will start the program with the New World Symphony, Dvorak Ninth Symphony. In fact, it was at the beginning, the concept of this project was the New World program, and because that's finally what I think we still are.
Yeah, but and of course, it's especially apropos because Dvorak was not an American. He was European, and he'd come here.
Exactly. And so he's part of the history of, it is a symbol for me to program that piece, mm-hmm. especially it's the first time we're doing this. Dvorak came here, and his most important works are inspired by this country.
That's right.
And the freedom of this country in many ways. So we start with this, with the New World Symphony, and then Jove will be conducting three other pieces by Arturo Márquez and Bernstein. And I will also be conducting. I have a dream. I mean, I will be conducting the Danzón number 2 by Arturo Márquez,
which is just a wonderful work.
Delicious.
It's become
it's, yes.
That's the word, delicious. It's become so famous, and I've heard it now in a number of contexts and in orchestra settings, but also other settings, and he's wrote several of these danzón pieces, but this one is, everybody's taking it up. Yeah.
Yes, and I would maybe let Jove talk more about the pieces that he's conducting.
We're doing another piece from Maestro Márquez. It's called Conga del Fuego Nuevo. It's another fun piece. And the danzón is like our second national anthem for our kids. They know it from heart.
Yeah,
and it's
I believe
it's a really fun piece to play and to have fun I think that's the main purpose for our kids to play the danzón. And then we're doing the mambo from Bernstein.
And from West Side Story. From
West Side Story, yes. It's a really hard piece. And Summertime by Gershwin. Mm-hmm. And it will be singing one of our students in the choir, Grace. So we will have a soloist too.
In Summertime?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, so the Conga del Fuego?
Nuevo, yes.
Conga Nuevo. Del Fuego, nuevo. Yeah, I know that piece also by Marquez. And it is just pure fun, whereas the danzón, it goes through some other moods. It's beautiful and sultry and nostalgic and fun. Can you tell us a little bit about Arturo Marquez?
He's a Mexican composer that is he's been writing much of his things for these youth orchestras. So mm-hmm. he's very in contact with these youth programs in Mexico. He has an orchestra of a youth orchestra, and so he's a really great guy. And when he goes, we have met him in the past, and he loves these programs. So I think he will be pleased to knowing that we're doing his works in this amazing project.
How old a man is he now? Do we know?
I don't know, like 60.
Oh. He's quite young still.
He can write many other things.
We're looking forward to it.
He just wrote another danzón.
Yes, and Dudamel did his debut in L.A.
Yes.
Gustavo Dudamel, excellent. Okay, well, he's definitely becoming very famous all over the world for this beautiful dance music. Now, I understand there's a little bit of dance going on, not just musically, but some little choreography with the musicians. Do you want to say anything about that, or is it
well,
a surprise?
Yes, it's a surprise because we still don't know where our kids will start to dance, or the audience actually. But I think it's also something coming. I mean, I know that the first orchestra touring in the world with that atmosphere and that attitude was the Simón Bolívar Orchestra.
Yeah.
With Gustavo Dudamel conducting everywhere, like Berlin Field, New York.
Yes, let's just say this was the very famous youth orchestra of Venezuela.
Of Venezuela, yes, mm-hmm.
And Gustavo Dudamel also a product of El Sistema.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. And I think what is important is that finally, in Latin America, now in Mexico, and in during many years in Venezuela, our orchestras. Change the vision of what a classical music concert should be. Mm-hmm. And I think in the first world, as many people say, they are always struggling because the audience, we are losing audience mm-hmm. in orchestras. And that's always because the reason why we make music is not true. We make music in these countries, the US or Europe, to sell tickets. And that's the problem. People can perceive that. And what people need is more projects like Esperanza Azteca, El Sistema, and many other projects. So that's why I think this concert is important for Las Cruces, for Juarez, because it's a vision of how the music should be and why musicians are important in this society. I always say Beethoven was the first one maybe to charge for concerts because he was concerned about the future of our developments as professional musicians. And then José Antonio Abreu and many other people from Latin America, they started to change that concept of, I'm not talking that if we have to charge or not, of course we have to charge for concerts. But what the music is doing for us and what musicians are doing in our society more than competitions to be famous or not famous. For me, to have this concert in Juarez is the same than Carnegie Hall, mm-hmm. or to have this youth orchestra coming here, I'm sure that we are learning at NMSU much more than what these kids are learning from us. And that's why I wanted to invite them, because I really want just to have in our school and in Las Cruces and in this university another vision and another philosophy about what our department should be. Mm-hmm. Because when we visit schools to tell them, join us to study music, I just have the feeling that that's not enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you're doing, you've already increased this number of string students here so much, you and your colleagues with La Katrina Quartet. But that kind of learning that goes on, the social aspect, not just the playing the music together, but talking with people from another place. And I've been in Las Cruces 27 years, and when we first came, people went to Juarez all the time. People went for Saturday night. The way that border has become much less possible to pass casually,
yes,
has makes it all the more important and significant that you're able to bring these musicians together.
Yeah, and we're doing, I think for our kids, this playing an instrument and an orchestra is not just for fun. It's an opportunity to express and give a message. And right now, our message, it's really clear. It's to clean the name of our city. Because if you tell someone you're from Juarez, they immediately, it's violence, you know, and death. And that it was true. And it's true. But we had one little kid from girl who played viola. She had like 9 years old, and they interviewed her, and she told these people that there are more good people than bad people. So we are more the good. So I think that's our message. And when you play with this this thing in mind, it's different. You feel it different. When you go and hear them, they sounded like they're giving a message. So that's how we see music, and I think that's how El Sistema told us. We're copying the wonderful program that they have there, and we hope to bring to Las Cruces. I'm sure that you'll see something that you have never seen here in Las Cruces in this concert. So please join us, be part of this historic event.
The concert is tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. It's an early concert at the Atkinson Recital Hall. It's free of charge. Thank you so much to Maestro Jove Garcia and Maestro Simon Goyo for coming in today on Intermezzo.
Thank you.